In Russia, there is a word for the country's closed cities, Zato. These are military towns that are so secret they are shut off from the world. Stalin built them during the Cold War to give Russian military technology an edge. Today, there are still dozens of these closed cities scattered across Russia. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly heard about one where they build ships for the Russian Navy. It was just opened to the world this past year, so she decided to go.
To get to Rusulakova, you fly north from Moscow, 2.5-hour flight to Murmansk Airport, north of the Arctic Circle. Then you hop in a car, and 45 minutes or so later, you pull up to a cluster of squat blue buildings, a now-abandoned checkpoint. Until last year, every single car coming up to this would have been stopped. You would have had to show your papers, showing you had some sort of security clearance, showing you had a reason to come into this town. Forget foreigners. Most Russians would never have been able to cross past this barrier and continue down this road where we're headed. Down the road lies Rusulakova, a town of about 8,000 people. Most of them are Navy or civilian contractors for the Navy. Now Russia's state-owned oil giant Rosneft is moving in, which is why the town has been ordered to open. The day we drove in, turned out they were having a party. This is a Youth Day rally on what passes for the main square in Rusulakova. Close your eyes and picture four young women in skin-tight black shaking it on stage. Kids, parents, grandparents are shaking it right back. Also, a few dozen Navy sailors in uniform. They're trying not to dance, but they are staring appreciatively. We got talking to Yevgenia Spushkin. She was hard to miss, head-to-toe leather biker gear, straddling a motorcycle. Spushkin is not a fan of the city opening up. She complains it has made life harder. There used to be a medical clinic in town. Now you have to travel to the hospital in the big city. But Spushkin had a more immediate concern, as my translator and I learned when we asked, where should we head for a cup of coffee?
Честно.
I wanted coffee myself, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I'm not really sure, to be honest. And I want it now, still. I'm looking for coffee.
Turns out she's not kidding. There is no cafe in Rusulakova, no restaurant, a few 7-Eleven-sized grocery stores, one church, and a cultural center. At the rally, we met Piotra and Inmakinti, who run Rusulakova's House of Culture. They love the changes that opening has brought.
Здесь занимается где-то почти 500 человек.
Imagine running a theater that people can't come perform at, they say. Now we can invite artists from all over the world. As we say goodbye, Piotra asks, shyly, to pose for a picture together. Now I've met a real American, he says. I'd seen them, but never close up. This is the paradox of a place that's been closed to the world for decades. People like Piotra were always free to come and go, but friends and relatives couldn't visit. And with the military subsidizing everything from healthcare to housing to food, there wasn't much incentive to leave. Closed cities like Rusulakova have been places to perfect Russian military technology, also perfect places to hide things, like here, down by the harbor. This is where they towed the wreckage of the submarine Kursk after the tragedy back in 2000 when all 118 Russian sailors on board died. We stand here and it starts to make perfect sense that this is where Russia would bring the Kursk, that they would bring it here to Rusulakova, because back in those days there were no reporters, no prying eyes who could come here and see it and ask questions. Whatever happens next in Rusulakova, it'll happen in the open. But locals aren't yet sure what this huge change in their lives will mean. As we were packing to leave, we noticed a woman on her knees in the dirt, tending a garden she scratched out next to her apartment block. In this brutal Arctic climate, Yelena Guzanova has coaxed primrose, even tulips, to grow. She has two daughters, 22 and 17, and I ask, does she hope one day they'll raise their families in Rusulakova? This isn't the easiest place to find a job, she says. We'll see. I'm their mom. I just want what's best for them. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Rusulakova, Northern Russia.